Good morning. Today is Thursday, October 15th, the 27th day of Tishrei. We are beginning the next parak of Mesillas Yesharim, parak Ches, the eighth parak, page 140 in the Art Scroll edition. And the Ramchal's Derech is first, he gives a general outline to the Midah, then he explains its components, and then he tells you how one acquires this Midah. And then finally, he tells you obstacles or challenges one should expect to get in their way. B'derech knias azrizus, the way to acquire azrizus, alacrity, passion. Hinei ha'emtzai masher niknabam hazrizus, heim heim osa masher niknabam hazahirus. He says the methods by which we acquire azrizus are, number one, the very same ones that you use to acquire zahirus. He said there are three things. The first is for highest level of people, it's just truth for truth's sake. This is true. This is real. This is what you're supposed to do. Then he said, for p'chusim mehem, it's a matter of convincing them that one day you won't be here anymore. You'll be in olam ha'emes, and you're going to see so many people who are ahead of you, who have better seats in Gan Eden, and you're going to feel eternal and intense jealousy and shame that you didn't push yourself, be sitting in those better seats. And the third, derech, he says, for the hamonam, is schar va'onesh. Just people should realize, look at Tanakh, look at Chazal, that actions have consequences, schar va'onesh. So he says, those same factors, those should motivate you for zrizos, the same way it motivated us for sur meirah, should motivate us for aseh tov. Ki inyanam karov zeh lazeh ma'od, bein hefresh b'neim ela shezeh ba'asin v'zeh b'lavin. Zrizos and zehiros are the same, it's just one applies to positive commandments, that's rizos, and zehirus applies to prohibitions, negative commandments. V'chasher yis'ametz etzel ha'adam, godel erech ha'mitzvos v'rov chavaso b'hem, v'ada she'yis'ora libo alavodav lo yisrapa b'mena. When a person thinks deeply and recognizes the value of mitzvos and how important they are, then v'ada she'yis'ora libo al ha'avoda v'lo yisrapa b'mena. That will inspire you to perform mitzvos and to live properly, lo yisrapeh, and not slack off and not lose your resolve. The amnam, however, now he's going to get a little more specific. Mashi yuchal lahagbir ha'hisorus hazeh, what can intensify this inspiration, hu ha'histaklus berov ha'tova shakadosh baruch hu osa ima adam b'chol esu b'chol sha. If you're trying to become passionate about something, then take a look at everything, all the kindnesses HaKadosh Baruch Hu does with us, every second, every hour, v'haniflos ha'gdolos sha'osa imo me'es ha'leda ad ha'yom ha'acharon. All the wonders and miracles that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done with each of us from when we are born until today. Ki kol ma she'arbe listakel lisbonei midvarim ela, the more you focus and contemplate on all the kindness, all the good HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us, you will then see you have a great debt, great obligation towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you feel beholden to somebody, if you feel responsible, if you feel like you're in their debt, then that will help push yourself to motivate you to do things properly, with energy, with passion. You're not going to become lazy or lax or apathetic in your avodas Hashem, ki arei ho'il ve'enu yachol v'adai ligmol lo tovas ha'yisbarach, when you realize you can never pay back HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all his kindness. Lefachos yodeh lishmo v'kayim mitzvosav. The very least we can do is thank Hashem and fulfill his commandments, do what he expects of us. V'nei en lecha adam be'ezem atzav shimatzeh. So you might say, okay, well, you know, things are not so great right now. Maybe I don't have so much hakaras hatov. It says in Mesillas Yesharim, "Ein lecha adam be'ez matzav sheimatzei im ani ve'im ashir im bari ve'im chole shelo yirad niflos v'tavos rabos b'matzavo." He says, it doesn't matter who a person is, whether he's poor or whether he's rich, whether he's healthy or sick, who cannot see great wonders and kindness, immense kindness in his situation. Ki ha'ashir v'ri faru chayav lo yisparach ala asher v'albrioso. He says, if a person's wealthy, if a person's healthy, so then it's easy to recognize that he has to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for his health and his wealth. Ha'ani, if a person is poor, he's struggling, chayav lo sha'afilu ba'anyu mamtzilo parnasaso derech nes vafela. If he still has food to put on the table, if he still is taken care of, he says, Beinu Menecho Lamus Barav, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't allow him to die in starvation, that's something to be thankful for. Hachola Al Shemachziko Bechovet Chayo Umakosav Beinu Menecho Lareda Shachas. If he's sick, for sustaining him, despite the severity of the illness, the fact that he's still here, every moment. He says there is no person who doesn't have things in his life that he must acknowledge that he is thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for. Bistaklo b'tovas ela ashum mekabal mimenu vade she'isor lizdarez la'avodaso kmo shekasavti lamala. And this should inspire you. It should push you to feel compelled to push yourself in avodas Hashem. Especially if you realize, and we sometimes don't realize this, everything good that happens, everything that goes right, is because of Hashem. We just assume if things are happening the way we expect them to, that's just expected. That's not God. No, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Moshe Kasati Lamala, Kol Shekeinim Yisponen Hayos Kol Tuva, Kalo Biyado Yisparach Hu, Mashi Mitzarech Lo, Mashi Mukhrach Elav Mimeno Yisparach Hu, Velo Me'acher Ashal Kein Vada Shelo Yisatzel Me'avod Avodasa Hu Yisparach Hu, Lo Yechzer Lo, Mashi Mukhrach Elav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sustains all of us, and we take so much for granted. And he says that everybody has, no matter what is going on, everybody has much kindness, much brach on their life, and that should propel us to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but not just do the mitzvahs reluctantly, but do them with energy, with passion, with motivation. Wishing everybody a good day.